Hachette Audio presents An Education in Malice, written by S.T. Gibson, read by Stephanie Cannon.
For those who didn't make it out of the ivory tower unscathed, you have always been worthy. Author's note. This work of fiction explores dark themes, so I've elected to provide the following content guidance. If you choose to proceed, please read with self-compassion. An Education in Malice contains depictions of uneven power dynamics, inappropriate relationships between a professor and students, toxic academic environments, blood, gore, and murder, consensual sexual content, including public sex, kink, negotiated and spontaneous, alcohol and drug use, smoking. It also contains brief references to racist political policies, homophobia, religious discrimination against women. Chapter 1. Laura. September 7th, 1968. Massachusetts greeted me with a riot of autumn color. Gold, ochre, and russet were my welcoming committee as I stepped off the plane and loaded my two suitcases into the car that would take me deeper into the state and on to the next 4 years of my life. Mississippi was a study in green, crawling with Spanish moss and bedecked with heavy laden magnolia trees. But I never realized how many colors there were to be found in nature until that first fall in New England. As beautiful as Massachusetts was, the memory of Mississippi sat inside me like a stone. I missed the electrical buzz of cicadas, the muggy twilight, the slow, easy greetings between strangers on the street. I miss sitting in the creaking rocking chair on the porch each morning, reading selections from the newspaper and sipping coffee. I miss the solitude of my attic room in our farmhouse, the way thunderstorms lashed against my windowpane in summer. I even miss my dull old teacher and her French and Latin drills, the silent camaraderie of the other girls grinding away at their translations in the schoolhouse. Most of all, I miss my father.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?